Welcome to the Mercies of God radio broadcast, sponsored by the Mercies of God Association of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, with today's message, here is the late Dr. Peter Nortier.
If it's possible for you to do so, get your Bible down, and you follow along with me as we turn again to Jeremiah chapter 38, beginning at verse 11. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags underneath thine armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords, and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into the third entry that is in the house of the Lord. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I will ask you a thing, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, If I declare it unto thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken unto me? So Zedekiah the king sware secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, As the Lord liveth, that made us his soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, If thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live, and thine house. But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hands. Our subject today, grace rescuing the individual. Salvation is all of God and all of grace, as we all know, if we know anything about the Word of God. And today, so many people are substituting works for salvation. But I want to tell you right now, my friend, the Scripture is very plain where it says, For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Our lesson today, grace rescuing the individual, has these characteristics in it. First of all, there's concern and compassion, which is the cause for the rescue. In Jeremiah 38:10, we read, Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian had requested Zedekiah the king to rescue Jeremiah. And Zedekiah did so. And we find the Holy Spirit of God also does the same thing when it reaches out and goes after the individual. There's concern and compassion, which is a cause for rescue. You see, nobody deserves to be saved. Everybody deserves to go to hell, because everybody outside of Christ is a sinner. You and I that are in Christ at one time were ungodly like the rest of them, and we deserved to go to hell, and we deserved to die, but God in His mercy and grace, what did He do? He rescued us and saved us by His marvelous grace. And how wonderful it is. The Word of God is so plain, as it tells us over and over again, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed abundantly upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You see, there's concern and compassion on the part of Ebed-Melech, which is a picture, of God the Holy Spirit. And my friend, when God sets out to rescue a sinner, it's because there's concern and compassion, which is the cause for the rescue. Then I want you to notice, the king commanded Ebed-Melech to go after Jeremiah. He told him exactly what to do. All right? God the Holy Spirit is given a command by God with regard to the individual sinner. A sinner is blind and dead in sins, and I'll tell you right now, the Lord God of heaven has to quicken that individual, make them alive, and bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this comes about as God the Father gives a command. Now listen carefully. The Lord God of heaven has a time and a place for every one of His elect to be converted. Not a solitary soul of the elect of God will die and go to hell, because the Scripture says, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Now you won't know anything about this until, first of all, the Lord God of heaven reaches down and saves you. And we find when he does so, it's because concern and compassion is the cause for the rescue. Then the command comes to rescue the individual. And we find the same thing is true with regard to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a command of God the Father to come and rescue the sinner, wherever that sinner may be. But then I want you to notice, the third thing is this. Grace comes to where the individual is. Now, where was Jeremiah? All right, take your Bibles, if you will, and you look with it in Jeremiah chapter 38, and we find verse 11. So Ebed-Melech took them in with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast couch and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. So where was Jeremiah? I'll tell you where he was. He was in the prison house that he had been cast there by the nobles of the king. And they wanted to put him to death. And so they put him in the place, the dungeon, where there was no water, but there was mire. And Jeremiah was sunk in the mire, held up by the cords underneath his armpits. And then we find what happened. As I mentioned before, grace comes to where the individual is. Now hold your seat as I give you this truth. We are saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. All right? But now notice this carefully, if you will. The Lord God of heaven comes to where we are, but we don't stay there. He saves us out of our sin, as Jeremiah was pulled up out of the dungeon that he was in. In verse 13, we see it set forth. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. And when the grace of God comes, it comes to where the individual is. Jeremiah in the prison, as I mentioned before, and then the individual in his or her only sin. Adam and Eve had sinned in the Garden of Eden, and God came to them in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day and began to talk to them, and then clothed them with the garments necessarily required the shedding of blood. And so we find the grace of God comes to where the individual is. Jeremiah was in the prison, and then the individual is in his own sin. As I brought an example, all right, God came to Adam and Eve. Then God also came to the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. And what did he do? He came to where the Apostle Paul was in his own sin. And then what did he do? He rescued him out of his sin. And he rescued Adam and Eve out of their sin. And he rescued this old sinner out of his sin when he saved me. And if you're a saved person today, you've also been rescued by the Lord God of heaven. And I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It's the greatest thing that can ever take place. Now, the grace of God has a method to it. And so we find Ebed-Melech, what did he do? He told Jeremiah, he said, put these old cast clouts and rags underneath thine armholes under the pits. And they did so. And so we find the Lord God of heaven instructs the individual whom he awakens by God the Holy Spirit. And what does he do? He instructs the individual with regard to the proper method. With regard to Jeremiah, it was the cords and the old cast clouts. All right? With regard to the individual today, it is repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now keep that in mind. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Lord God of heaven tells us very clearly. And except you believe in me, you shall die in your sins, the Lord Jesus tells us in John chapter 8, and it's still true, my friend, and I want to ask you a question. Have you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Has God reached down and granted you the faith to believe? Oh, I hope and pray that he has. But I'll tell you right now, you'll always rejoice in the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came by and took you in. And like my wife wrote a song a number of years ago, and it goes like this. He saved me by his matchless grace. He gave me joy and peace within. I'm resting in his fond embrace since Jesus came and took me in. Since Jesus came and took me in, he cleansed my soul from guilt and sin. And how wonderful it is. He cleansed my soul from guilt and sin. He gave me joy and peace within when Jesus came and took me in. Oh, my friend, today I hope and pray the Lord Jesus Christ has taken you in. Because, you see, this is the way it works. Now, always remember this, too, that salvation is when we are saved by blood and power. You see, every one of us were born in sin. Every one of us had Satan one day as our father. And every one of us were dominated by the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And that's the spirit of Satan. And so we find every one of us had to have a special work of God wrought in our heart, or we could not be saved. We couldn't believe without God giving us the faith to believe. We couldn't believe unless we heard, and we couldn't hear until and unless God the Holy Spirit did what? Opened our hearts and opened our minds and opened our understanding. And like the scripture says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin." And we find this is the method of grace. The 30, as I mentioned before, stands for the blood, and the men for the power. And we are saved by the blood and power of God the Holy Spirit. And then, as I mentioned before, it's also a picture of an individual being translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But there's still something there. We find also the fourth thing was this. Not only does grace come to where the individual is, but we find also there's a constitution of a willingness to be rescued. Now, a lot of people today don't know what it means to be saved because they're not converted. And I'll tell you right now, others have made a profession of faith, but that profession of faith has not brought about any repentance and faith in Christ Jesus, and they're still the same, and all they have is a religious veneer. But we find, listen carefully, if you will, Jeremiah was in the dungeon, and we find Ebed-Melech came to Jeremiah, and I'll tell you right now, he rolled that stone away from the dungeon that Jeremiah was in, and the light shined in, and we find Ebed-Melech told Jeremiah these words, and he says, "Put these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords." And Jeremiah did so. And my friend, when the Lord God of heaven reaches down and saves us, I'll tell you right now, it's a description of God's eternal salvation. Well, John 3:16, you all know, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And we find, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Now, why do I tell you these things? Because grace is still the only method of God to reach the individuals who need to be saved. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has God delivered you? Has the grace of God delivered you from the kingdom of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of God's dear Son? Oh, I hope and pray that he has. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Nortier of the Mercies of God of Grand Rapids saying goodbye for now. And oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.